Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Israel. We are continuing our ongoing study of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, proving where the Lost Ten Tribes went to, and discussing everything connected with this matter. Concerning the history, the Lost Ten Tribes migrated. The Lost Ten Tribes were exiled by the Assyrians and went into exile. They moved to different parts of the Assyrian Empire. And they lost their identity. They split up into different sections, but retained some degree of cohesion between them, amongst them. Eventually, they recoalesced into different groups and moved in different stages to the West. And their descendants today are to be found amongst Western peoples. The original exile of the Lost Ten Tribes was in stages. The first was the tribes east of the Jordan, the Reuben, Gad, and half Manasseh, were carried into Hadar, Habor, and Haran to the river Gozan. See 1 Chronicles 5-6. The tribes in the north of Israel, Dan, Asher, Issachar, and Naphtali, had been taken away by the Assyrian monarch, and they were also transported to Assyria. See 2 Kings 15-9. The exile of Samaria, meaning Manasseh, Ephraim, and Zebulun, that is that section of the Israelite kingdom to the west and to the south of the Israelite, of the kingdom of Israel, is mentioned in 2 Kings 17:6, as it says, and the king of Assyria did carry away Assyria unto us, did carry away Israel unto Assyria, put them Hala and Habor by the river Gozan and the city of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant. And all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, they would not hear them nor do them. As it says in 2 Kings 18:11, 12. The place of exile, described as Assyria, means that region of the Assyrian Empire, that the region of the Assyrian Empire in general. And that time it encompassed most of what we now call Iraq and parts of Syria and parts of other areas of Iran. So-called Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers, and extended into the Zagros Mountains, and all that area in general. It was also what happened? In addition to the Israelites being taken overseas, there was also a movement by sea. Phoenicians from Tyre and Philistines, that is Minoans, Mycenaeans, and Mycenaeans, are described as participating in the exile. See Amos Chapter 1, verses 6 and 9, they served as proxies of the Assyrians, and they transported a portion of the Israelite spy ship, as Amos 4, 1 says in the Hebrew version, and they participated in settling them directly in Scandinavia, the British Isles, Gaul, that is France and Holland, and in Spain. Apart from that, the Israelites who were in their places of exile, the Israelites, they moved to northern Mesopotamia and to Hara in eastern Iran, and there they became identified with the Cimmerians, the Scythians, and the Goths. This had been predicted by the prophet Hosea, who said that the Israelites in their places of exile would reunite or be identified with Gomer. This occurred in about 740 to 720 BCE. In around 640 BCE, that is 100 years later, the first wave of Cimmerians or Israelites via present-day Turkey were driven into southeast Europe. From there they made their way eastward to Gaul, into Britain, and they became part of the so-called Celtic civilization that at that time was located in Central Europe and later moved more to the west. Around about 100 years after that, Scythians, Israelites, and around 550 BCE from the Middle East began to move into north of the Caucasus, and they penetrated the region that later became known as Scythia, the region of southern Russia. They had also been in southern Russia before then, but now they intensified their settlement and their occupation of that region. And offshoots from this very first movement to the north also reached Scandinavia, and they reached different areas of Western Europe. But most of them at that time remained where they were in the region of southern Russia and the associated locality. The Israelite Scythians had progressed. They had originally been the subjects of the Assyrians, and they became the allies of the Assyrians, and they took control of the Assyrian Empire, and they finally destroyed Assyria. This is described in the biblical book of Micah, chapter 5. And after destroying Assyria, they too were driven out of the Middle East and moved into southern Russia, which became known as Scythia. There were climatic changes from about 300 onwards to 100 BCE, severe climatic changes and movements of peoples. There were pressures from other groups, and the Scythians, or group of the Scythians, especially the so-called royal Scythians, moved westward in the period 300 to 100 BCE. First they went to Bulgaria in the southeast Europe, and after that, after increased pressure, they continued northward, once again reaching Scandinavia. The rest of the Israelite Scythians too were driven westward by climate changes or by wars with the Sarmatians and Huns. There was a constant trickle or movement of peoples from the east to the west. This culminated or reached a height, an intensity of its activity, as if to say a migrationary activity, the 400 CE, when the Huns invaded Europe and pushed all the peoples from so-called Scythia, from that region of Scythia, they pushed all of them into Western Europe. There had been in Eastern Siberia and Western China, it's called Naphtalite, the Naphtalite hordes, and these were, relatively speaking, unaffected by the initial push of the Huns westward. They stayed in the east for a while, but then too, in 500-600 CE, they began to move westward, and they entered Scandinavia, and they reinforced these rites that were already in that region, and they settled especially in Denmark, in Norway, and also in Sweden. And this pressure of people moving into Scandinavia from Scythia through Germany and into Scandinavia caused a lack of room, as if to say there was no more room for the people to stay there. So there was an overflow which resulted in the so-called Viking invasions, and the Vikings from Scandinavia, they attacked the British Isles, Ireland, Britain, France, they settled in Normandy and other places. One of the areas they settled in was in western France, in the region of Normandy, where they became known as the Normans, and they, after adapting themselves to French culture and creating their own civilization, they became known as the Normans, and they invaded England in 1066. Groups of Israelites had also remained in the east, and an offshoot from those Israelites who remained behind, from the Scythian Israelite peoples who remained behind in the Middle East Caucasian area, became known as the Khuzars, and they eventually converted to Judaism, and there for a few hundred years, from 900 CE onwards, they had a very large empire, or a large extension of territory, which they ruled over, even though, relatively speaking, they were only a minority of people, a small number of people. They converted to Judaism. Some of their descendants are today to be found amongst the Jewish people. Perhaps not very many, but some of them are. Originally, the Khuzars, or the Khazars, have been known as Agathyrsi. Well, Agathyrsi was another name for them, Ayazar, which being a clan from Gilad of Manasseh. And the Khuzars were descended from the tribes of Simeon and Manasseh. A section of them, prior to their conversion, had broken away and eventually had reached Scotland and had intermixed with the Pict peoples and been identified with the Picts. This is affirmed by Roman records who were of the time. Contemporary Roman records record this movement. In addition, a great many of the Israelites moving westward had settled in Germany. They settled in different areas of Germany. They more or less remained distinct from the other Germans. They settled in their own villages and their own areas. They also formed their own social groups. And in the 1700s and 1800s, they participated in the mass migration to North America. The migrants from Germany to America were different from those who stayed behind. They were physically, sociologically, and ideologically of a different set of a different type of people. They had not necessarily mixed in over much with the local Germanic peoples, because there was a whole culture amongst the Germans not to intermix the different castes of people, did not intermix with each other, and so they had not done so, and they moved to North America. So many of the German peoples who settled in North America are not necessarily related to the Germans who remained behind. They were different people, and we identify these Germans who moved westward into the USA as belonging to the Israelite tribes, especially from the tribe of Manasseh. Go to our website and you'll find articles and more explanations on this matter. So too we find in Britain, and we find in the British Isles, a movement of peoples to North America, and that those who moved to North America often came from certain areas, especially in the western north, and they belonged to a different social strata. And whereas from these areas where we locate them, we find that an overwhelming percentage of people of this separate strata of population did move to the USA, and we identify them as to belong to the tribe of Manasseh, and differentiating themselves or separating themselves off from the tribe of Ephraim, who remained in the British Isles. And we this sounds fantastic, it sounds far-fetched, but we can show from sociological studies and observations of historians and the different analysis of places of birth and of names and so on, there is something to it. Whereas in Britain we have a separating out of one tribe from another and the movement of that tribe to another area, but both sections belong to the Israelite peoples. In Europe we have a similar phenomenon, but it's more of people of Israelite descent separating themselves out from their Gentile neighbors and moving to North America. And Amos, the prophet Amos, prophesied, "I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations like as corn is sifted in a sieve. It shall not the least grain fall upon the earth." So these are the migrations of the lost tribes of Israel and how they all eventually moved to the western areas. Judah was not exiled with the lost ten tribes. Judah remained separate, and Judah became predominant amongst the Jewish people. And amongst the Jewish people find the tribes of Judah, Benjamin and Levi, as well as representative portions of all the other tribes. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi.